I want to speak to Dr. Robin Atchison, who was on with us last week. Robin, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
You were down in Newton Ards last week and you were down in Newton Ards this week. Just for those who missed you last week, remind us why you were complaining and tell us now why you might be happier today.
Well, last week I went to the planned event on the consultation of stroke services across Northern Ireland that was held in Newton Ards, and there was hundreds of people turned up for a room that was only booked to hold 20 people, so they had to postpone the event, and a lot of people were very annoyed and very disappointed. So they had the rescheduled event last night in a bigger venue, so everyone was able to get in. It was well filled, and we actually had the event. We were able to ask questions and we were able to get information, which is what a lot of people wanted last week.
And you had a particular interest in this at a personal level, as the rest of the audience would have had.
Yes. So the audience was made up of people who have either had strokes or people in their family have had strokes. I was there because I'm at a high risk of having a stroke because of a rare blood condition that I have, which means that it's more likely for my blood to clot. Stroke services is something that I'm very aware of and very concerned about because it could be in my future.
Do you get a sense of, having attended the meeting last night, that you're happy with future plans? A lot of people seem to be quite concerned from what I saw in the news.
Yes, obviously, with the Ulster Hospital being the local hospital for the North Down and Ards area, a lot of people were concerned about the services at the Ulster being closed, which is the case in all of the proposals that were being put forward by the department. People were very angry, were very disappointed, because the service at the Ulster is actually one of the best services across Northern Ireland. It's the second highest in terms of the numbers of people that it treats. It's only second to the Royal, and nobody's... the impression that I got, nobody was... arguing with the point that we do need a very specialised kind of regional centre, which would be perfect at the Royal, for the more specialised surgeries and things that might be needed. But that's a very small proportion of stroke cases that would need those procedures done. And a lot of people just couldn't understand why the service at the Ulster was being just completely sidelined in favour of the Royal. The service at the Ulster does an incredible amount of good, and there was a lot of people there last night who had personal experience of it, either as a patient or as a relative of someone who was a patient. And there wasn't a bad word to be said about the Ulster. You know, the treatment that it offers is very good. So people were a bit confused, and then we found out at the meeting that the Ulster is actually getting a brand new stroke centre built at the minute, that's going to be state of the art, and it's going to be the best one in the whole of the UK when it opens. So that added even more question marks to people's minds as to why you would spend probably millions of pounds building this and then close it so that no one can actually use it.
That is bizarre. There's no question about that. Obviously, we would like to think it could be adapted to some other form of treatment, because the plan is for three hyperacute stroke units at the Royal, Craigavon and Altnagelvin. And there will be people who will be looking in from other countries thinking they're arguing over whether or not they have the excellent stroke facilities in the east or the west of one small city. You know, the other side of this argument is you have to cut your cloth to suit your budgets, and you have to restructure things to make money the most cost effective that you can. And to have a facility at the Royal and another facility 7 miles away at the Ulster, to people looking in from a distance, would seem like a luxury.
Yeah, I totally understand that. And that is something that came across last night, that it, on paper, it doesn't make sense to have another stroke unit so close. But whenever you actually think about the reality of it, you think about, you know, the ambulance service and ambulance times. You think about the people in more rural areas, and you think about the community support that's needed, maybe after a patient is discharged from hospital. All those things also add up, and putting all of the pressure of this area onto the Royal, as well as all of the pressure that's going to come from other parts of Northern Ireland where their local stroke centres are going to be closed, it's going to be a lot for the Royal to deal with, and they're not perhaps really taking that into account. That, yes, on paper it would make sense, but in reality, all the people who are believed to be having strokes, and maybe that's not actually the diagnosis, are going to have to go to the Royal now, and they're going to have to be treated. Everything else is still going to be going through the Royal, the emergency department, the ambulance times, the community support. You know, there's a lot of other factors that we didn't really get the impression have been taken into account that much. It's on paper, it's a good model, but we all know that things that look good on paper don't always work in real life.
Well, the consultation continues until the end of August, and it is being well and truly contributed to or addressed by the public, which is good to see. Robin, thanks for updating us on what was a very well organised night last night. We should say that to the people who put it on.
Yes.
It was superbly organised last night at Queen's Hall down in Newton Ards. Robin Atchison, thank you very much. Robin raised it with us last week, much happier with the outcome this time round.